from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, they did the Chicago with the pickle spear and the peppers and the tomatoes. Oh, that's an earthquake. That's an earthquake.
Oh, wow, that is a real earthquake.
Whoa, that is a real one, guys.
All right.
Hold on. Let's see if we're going to get worse here. Still rolling.
Hey, watch your...
Still rolling.
Yeah, TV above right your trap.
So. Okay. We're all good so far.
All right.
Em, you good? I'm really asking.
It's a good shape.
She all right over there?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay. Yeah.
That really happened.
Is that your first one, Em?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I'm going underneath this.
What'd you think?
That was smart, Em. She went down.
Yeah, no, she did it right.
Earthquake in L.A. We had an earthquake when last year.
Yes, we were on the air.
Yeah.
In the 6 a.m. hour. Felt like a car hit the building.
Yeah. All right. Get a phone call in and then bring you possibly the most ridiculous trade in the history of the NHL.
I might excite you about it, actually.
Okay. Jim in Rochester, though, first. Hey, Jim.
Hi, guys. Earlier, you were talking about the most impressive or the best Josh Allen throw since he's been here. And immediately brought to mind 2021, and I don't think it's on film anywhere. I've never seen it, never even seen a replay. 2021 blue-red scrimmage. We're at the Bills sideline, 40-yard line, 10 rows up, perfect spot. Josh comes running, rolling out to his right at us. Has to end up running full speed towards the sideline. Turns before he gets to the sideline and fires it all the way down to the 5. Perfect pass, a bullet, and McKenzie dropped it. It was the most impressive throw. I used to be a quarterback in high school and whatnot, but seen 60 years old, I've seen tons of football. I've never seen a throw better than that in my life, and I don't know how you can even get a replay of it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, blue-red's tough. I remember Allen's 70-yard rocket launch in the first preseason game in his first start. Landed out of bounds, but it was like, I'm going to show everybody in this building how far I can throw a ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for waiting. Sorry to keep you waiting as long as you did. Thanks for hanging on. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. On Josh Allen's most memorable throw, he said, Allen told Chris Long on the Greenlight podcast, it's the touchdown to Kumerow in Denver. That's his most memorable throw because he just unleashed fury and threw it as hard as he could. You can give us a call on that as well if you want, 803-0550. Okay, here's the blockbuster NHL trade.
Yeah.
First off, the
on first sight, it's unbelievable.
The Penguins traded a 2025 second and a 2026 fifth to St. Louis
mm-hmm.
for a 2025 third and a 2026 second.
Yep. In the middle of August.
In the middle of August, two pick swaps in next year's draft and the year after's draft.
Right.
One of these is a 2026 fifth round pick.
Yep.
You can't find anything between your seats worth less than a 2026 fifth round pick. It has zero value.
You would have traded that for a quarter in the fountain over the weekend. That fifth round pick.
And yet that got traded today.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh decides in this year's draft that they don't need a second. They would like a third. And St. Louis, who didn't have a second, is thinking, wow, we really need a second round pick.
Yeah. Okay, can I now?
They have to release the audio of this phone call. We must hear it.
Can I maybe excite you now about this trade?
You can try.
I might actually. Earlier, you convinced me that I should be excited about buying a trading card in the year 2024. I might get you to be excited about a trade of future draft picks in the NHL on August 13th. Ready?
Yeah.
The Blues are reacquiring their second round pick in next year's draft.
Their own second round pick.
That second round pick they're getting from Pittsburgh originally was theirs.
Okay.
They're getting it back. So
they're going to offer sheet Dreisaitl? Or who's the offer sheet guy?
Carolina's got three of them, I think.
Nietzsche's
and Jarvis, I think, is another one. I think Carolina's got a couple. That is the only explanation that makes any sense, right?
Reacquiring your own second round pick.
Yeah. You would, and there are some offer sheets where you would need that.
They've already tendered offer sheets. Oilers, Philip Broberg, and Dylan Holloway.
Okay, they've done it?
They've done it.
Okay, well, there you go.
I take it back. Good trade.
There you go.
Trading for your fine. I'm still going to find a way to make fun of the NHL.
Yeah.
This is a league where you can trade away a second round pick and get it back for free.
They give a third and a third round trade up kind of.
They got their own pick back for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't Pittsburgh, if the idea in an offer sheet is that the team sending the offer sheet will get retribution, shouldn't Pittsburgh be attached?
You know what I mean? Edmonton should be furious.
Shouldn't Pittsburgh be calling Edmonton right? Like, I didn't know they were going to do that. Don't get mad at me. Don't offer sheet my guys.
Of course they knew they were going to do that.
No, they did. They lost them.
Wait, you want your pick back?
Yeah.
Also, Pittsburgh, how do you not get more out of them?
Right.
You can't make these offer sheets without this pick.
You need the pick.
You better give me more than... They got a third rounder.
They
moved down a round and then moved up two rounds in 2 years.
Yeah, right.
What a league.
It is the stupidest league on planet Earth.
Hey,
we got offer sheets, though. Those never happen. I mean, it would be cooler if it was for better players, but... You know, these players are not great. Dylan Holloway, 38 games last year, 6 goals, 3 assists. I think, though, he was a first-round pick a couple years ago. So maybe he's still, you might want to qualify him as a prospect still. And then who was the other guy they got? Broberg? Broberg is same thing, 22 years old, younger player. So they're going after, Broberg was the 8th overall pick in 2019. He has yet to play a full season in the NHL. And Holloway is kind of the same thing. 22 years old, hasn't established himself just yet. So they're trying to get in on the ground floor with two younger Oilers Holloway was the 14th overall pick the year after. So they just offer sheet two first-round Oilers that have played less than a season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Season.
Interesting.
Hey, you got your offer sheets.
Wonder if any team with a lot of draft picks could have ever done that in the last couple of years. Offer sheets. Wow. They're going to be so mad at the Blues.
Yeah.
Another talking point that died a pretty quick death, didn't it? Oh, these GMs would be so mad. Are you going to be mad about this? These guys aren't even in the NHL.
Well, it did kind of happen a couple years ago, didn't it? Where was it? Montreal offer-sheeted Aho.
Yeah.
And then Carolina the next year in retaliation offer-sheeted and took away Kotkaniemi. So it did kind of happen, didn't it? I was glad it happened. I want more of these. And you had two there. You got two here in the moment. What this is 17 years of buildup, because the Oilers had it coming, because they offer-sheeted Thomas Vanek in 2007. The whole league knew. The Oilers, they've been asking for it for 17 years.
Yeah, karma.
Karma, that's right. Vanek karma.
We should have a segment called Karma. We'll play Chapel Roan's My Kink is Karma, and we'll talk about karma. Here you go, Edmonton. Karma for your offer sheet of Thomas Vanek.
Mm-hmm.
Now two players that don't play for you have been offered very modest contracts. these contracts are going to be, what, tiny?
Yeah. Well, one of them is going to include a second-round pick. Right? That's the other thing. To do two of them, at that point, why not go for a big one somewhere? Why do two smaller offer sheets? Do one big one. Yeah, offer sheet compensation. So
a second round pick is a guy making $2.3 million.
All right, well, that's probably one of them, and then the other one's probably a third.
Yeah.
Between one. Well, if you're getting the guy to sign with you, no, they're not going up to a first round pick for one of these guys, are they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so okay. One of them's going to be in the second round pick range, and the other one's going to be in the third round pick range. Oh, wait, did they trade their third?
They traded their third.
Okay, so one of them's going to be a first round pick then.
Well,
has to be, right?
No.
They don't have their third.
One of the really weird things about the offer sheet stuff, let me pull up what I just looked at, is that you have multiple years to give up the compensation. Like if it's
okay, so you think they could give up back-to-back seconds, but then they get Pittsburgh their second too.
There's also an offer sheet that requires no compensation. You could sign a guy to 1.4, and you just get to have him.
Okay, but that would be, what's the point then? Because Edmonton's not. Well, why is Edmonton doing that?
Because they don't have a roster spot for him. They don't want to pay him. Because
let a first round pick of a couple years ago go away for free.
The Blues have stupid. They have all their own picks now. They have a second. They have a third. They traded away a third in 2026.
Okay,
so they can do a second round offer sheet and a third round offer sheet. Congratulations.
No, the third was this the next year, 25.
Oh, okay.
The second was in 26.
Well, the other offer sheet includes a first and a third. You need a third for two different offer sheet
levels.
Okay,
well, never mind. They're not going up to a first, a second, and a third for one of these guys. And $6.4 million to $8.5 million. Okay, right. So, yeah, they're not doing that.
803-0550. You ranked your top 10 Disney villains yesterday.
Yes, I did.
On the news that Villainland is coming.
Yep. Problem?
I don't know. Did you get a lot of pushback?
No. I got some laughs because I put Vladislav Tretiak on the list from Miracle, of course. I thought I might get a little pushback from the Jaguar or slash Panther, whatever it is, in Tarzan. But if you've watched that movie, that thing is terrifying.
Is it a villain?
Yes.
Doesn't a villain have to have...
The beginning of the movie is he... Spoiler alert. He kills Tarzan's parents and then eats what's Kala's... the gorilla? Kala's baby gorilla.
I mean,
that's in the first 5 minutes. And then he fights Tarzan.
That's a villain. That's just an animal eating.
Nah, this is there's some menace behind this one, though.
He
doesn't eat the parents. The parents are laying there. That's where they find him. Really traumatizing, by the way.
So you tell me this jaguar leaves the parents and doesn't even eat them?
You see in the beginning of the movie, they are laying there when Kala the gorilla discovers them.
Right.
And discovers Tarzan. So this jaguar was murdering in cold blood.
Without even going, are we sure it didn't go back and later devour it?
Because I don't know that.
Jaguars are known, they will kill and then drag it up into trees. So if it's already up in a treehouse...
They were already in a treehouse.
Okay, so then that's just the jaguar's kill in its spot.
And you think it's coming back?
Yep.
I don't know. They didn't go that in depth.
Come on.
I think it qualifies.
Come on, Tarzan. Give us the rest of the... Give us the story.
I think I got more pushback for people I did not include.
Like Abuela?
Like... I did not see that one. Abuela is from Encanto?
Yeah. There's a villain. She's a villain.
That's a good one. Sid from Toy Story not being in it, I got pushback on that. The Evil Queen from Snow White. Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. The guy from Hunchback of Notre Dame, but I don't remember his name. Was
Quasimodo?
Really bad. Also, someone told me Darth Vader should have been on the list. I know he's...
It's not Disney.
Star Wars is owned by Disney, but come on. That's not the game we're playing here.
All right, we got to get a break in. Offer sheets in the NHL.
Also, when we come back, a new flavor of cola that I'm going to ask you if it sounds appetizing.
I'll try it.
There's a weird flavor
of
cola.
I already say yes, I'll try it, but I want to find out what it is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.